Watch, Girl Teaches Brother Bible Verse to Calm His Fear of Coronavirus. By Amy Furr on March 19, 2020. A little girl in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, used scripture recently to calm her autistic sibling who felt anxious about the Chinese coronavirus pandemic. When 6-year-old Cameron Brundage saw how fearful her older brother, Brandon, felt after watching a news report about the virus, she decided to do something about it, according to Fox News. Video footage shared to her mother's Twitter page on March 12 showed Cameron holding her 7-year-old brother's hands in her own while she recited a Bible verse and he repeated it back to her. The scripture the children quoted was 2 Timothy 1:7, which reads, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." At the end of the video, the children smiled and hugged one another as everyone said, "Amen." "I'm so proud of her," stated Cameron's mom, Shaletta, who is also a comedian and children's book author. "She didn't just tell him to believe in God, but she gave him a scripture, and not only that but the right one. We are a family of faith," she continued, adding, "We just believe in faith and we believe in Jesus and we're not afraid to say it." She has autism, too, and for her to remember that, "That was just amazing and a blessing to me." Shaletta said her daughter's example changed the way she viewed the global health crisis and helped her realize that she did not have to live into fear. "We don't have to be afraid of this. There's been worse. We just have to rely on our faith, take the precautions we need to take and continue to live our lives," the mom of 4 kids explained. While many schools in their area are closed for the time being, the Brundage's home has been full to the brim with children who need a place to stay while their parents work and with neighbors who also need a little help. "We choose to laugh. We choose to be happy, and laughter and joy has gotten us through a lot of dark days before, so we spread that," she concluded.